episode 403, How to Stop the Struggle of Daily Routines.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Howdy, sweet sisters. How are you? I pray you're having a magnificent day today, and I hope you are excited to be alive. Are you? Are you having a great day? Really? What have you been up to lately? Because I know how difficult life can be. It can be so complicated. And we sometimes allow ourselves to get wrapped up in that complication. We do. And we fall into those traps. And today, though, we're going to talk about something exciting. I think it's exciting. How to stop the struggle of daily routines. Have you ever, like, wanted the perfect routine? Where everything runs smoothly, the kids get up on time and you get them out the door and there's no stress and oh my goodness, yes, the hubby even gets the breakfast that he wants and you've got your children and there's no temper tantrums as to what to wear and are your backpacks ready and prepared for school and school lunches and then you go about your day and you get your errands done and you can handle all the different multitudes of hats that you're wearing, like being a mom, being a cook, being the maid, being... you know, the dry cleaner, being the post woman, all of those things. It adds up. And you come home and by the time you're done, you are so drained. Energy zapped, gone, zilch, nothing left. And there's still dinner, maybe some TV, maybe you've got to still work on a project or two for work, and you're still trying to build a business at home. Whoo, yeah. How to stop the struggle of daily routines. If you're excited about it, I'm excited about it because there is a way you can do it. It's not something that's going to be easy, but it can be done. And so we're going to chat about that today. If you're brand new to Create Your Now and the family, welcome, welcome. I just want to throw a big kiss out to you and say I'm so glad that you're here. I'm thrilled that when new people kind of stumble upon us, I know a lot of our regular listeners, my hats go off to each and every one of you. They share it with their family and friends, and that's how we get the word out. So if you are brand new and you're liking what you're hearing and you're like, yeah, I'm gaining some value from this. This woman here that I'm listening to is a little bit crazy, a little bit high energy, but yeah, I like it. If you take just a few moments to leave a rating and review, that would be awesome. And I also want to remind you all that the Create Your Now archive is up. And so if you're like, gosh, what happened to like all the beginning episodes? Well, the way iTunes works is we're only allowed to have so many episodes. And so the one you're listening to right now, Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, this is the most current, up-to-date podcast every single day. It's a daily podcast. If you go over to Create Your Now Archive 1, you will get all of the other podcasts. And what I'm trying to do is where they're always available and out there in the world for you to listen to. And of course, you can always go to createyournow.com. If you have anything that maybe you're struggling with, you're challenged with, maybe something that you even want to celebrate, you've discovered something, I want you to share that with me. So you can come on over to createyournow.com, click on Let's Connect, and you can send me an email directly that way. It's real simple and also gives you a chance to kind of look around. There's a free resource library. You want to sign up for that. The AIM Academy, you got to get on the Inside Scoop newsletter for that. You're not committing to anything. It just allows you the opportunity to be the first to know. And I want you to have the inside scoop because you're here, so you deserve to have that inside scoop. All right, enough of our domestic beauties. The shout outs, all of that. We could go on and on forever because I really just love chatting with you. And it's our girl time. And for those of you who are guys, our guy time too. I enjoy and love having you also. Whoo! So how are those daily routines treating you? Have you come up with the best routine ever? If so, you need to tell me about it. Because I know when I started out as a young mom, it wasn't easy to find that daily routine. I was working outside of the home, and we had a surprise baby that was, whoop, hello, mama's pregnant. And I'm like, whoa, wasn't expecting this. Daddy was in school and I was like, okay. And I was actually going to go. I was on my way to medical school and I decided not to go because I didn't want both of us to be in school at the same time. Somebody needed to be home for our child. And that was just the very beginning. But I did work outside of the home. And still, we, you know, obviously we had the baby and then number two, then number three, then number four, and then number five. Yeah, I'm not sure how we kept multiplying, but we did. And they are absolute blessings. But talk about a daily routine. It was so hard to find a daily routine. For the first, basically up to the third baby of giving birth to the third baby, I worked outside of the home the whole time. When I finally gave birth, I went back to work with number three, and she actually came with me to work. I had an amazing boss at the time, and I was training my replacement. And so I was working for a couple months and brought her in with me. It was awesome. I was so blessed to be able to do that. I don't know nowadays that you could actually do that, but I had a great boss. And so from that point then, I went home and I started my own day school out of my home and took care of 12 children along with my own. And so hence, I've always been trying to find that perfect daily routine. And you can't do it. When you have anybody else in your life, you can't do it. Now, if it's just you and that's it, that's awesome. If it's just you and four-legged creatures that are running around, you have to figure out a daily routine, right? Because they need you at times. They got to be fed. They've got to be watered. They've got to be taken out to do business. If it's a puppy dog. A kitty cat's obviously not. You know, maybe you live on a farm and you have horses and cows and chickens and pigs, and that sounds so awesome. And you enjoy that lifestyle. That's great, but it takes work. When you have children, you have to include them in your daily routine. When you have a husband, it's like two or three daily routines. Shh, don't tell him I said that. But it does feel that way, right? I mean, you got to be honest with yourself. Because when it's just you, oh my goodness, life is so easy. But it's not just you. It's not. And we struggle with this. And we get ourselves so wrapped up. How many times have you tried, I'm going to get this new app and I'm going to try it and see if it helps me. Oh, I'm going to get this new calendar. Oh, I think I'm going to go back to, you know, my desktop calendar. It keeps me more organized. I was really on with that. And at work, I can sync them. Yes. And it, like, it works great for 2 or 3 weeks. And then it's the bomb. Everything blows up and explodes right in your face. And you're like, I didn't see that coming. How to stop the struggle of daily routines. It's so tough. And moms, we've got it tougher. We really do. You try to adopt routines that hold you not only to your goals, but to the goals of your family, the ones that you're responsible for. And maybe you're the child who's also taking care of a parent now. Taking care of that parent is another thing that factors into your daily routine. And you thought forming a habit was tough. But man, these daily routines, they kick you. It's a tough job and a juggling act. No one ever told you that when you grew up, your main job would be a juggler. But that's what you are. And you joined the circus for it, didn't you? You did. You live a life of a juggler. And your life is a circus. And I know you have days that way because my days are so filled that way sometimes. And I'm like, I'm so tired of spinning my wheels. It's so tough. But that is how it feels most of the time. You throw up two or three or four things in the air and you hope they will land where you want them to. But they don't always do that, do they? You can't get that orange to fall right where you want it. The lunches don't always get made. The house doesn't always get cleaned. The laundry, nothing but piles. And you have multitudes of dust bunnies. Boy, and you were here for some inspiration and motivation on how to stop the struggle of daily routines. But there is hope. You know and understand how incredibly full your life is. Busy is your hello now. How are you? Busy. Think about it. Unfortunately, this is the outcome that we live today. Thinking of doing things like taking a shower or doing your nails seems like a luxury. Your life is overflowing and overwhelming all at the same time. And you just don't know what to do anymore. What can you do to stop the struggle of daily routines? You deserve so much more. The problem is, though, is we keep filling our schedules. We keep adding to it. And we forget that we are in different seasons of our life. When I first started out and it was myself, my hubby, and our firstborn, life wasn't so complicated. We even had a puppy dog at that time. And the puppy dog was there before the baby was there. That was really our first one. And with all of that, we still had to figure out what worked. He needed concentrated study time. I had to go to a job so I could help support the family. I was the only one working. She had to be taken care of. No, she couldn't come to work with me. So we had to find daycare for her. I was a woman who was adamant about breastfeeding my child. And that was going to be the only option. So in my daily routine, not only did I have to fit in doing, quote unquote, the stuff of my day, but I had to find time to pump food for my daughter. Another thing in to my daily routine. And on top of that, I had my own business. I was a music teacher and I had students. On top of that, I worked at a church and I was the worship leader. So I was there taking care of services every Sunday. That was one season of my life. Then it changed when baby number two came along. It changed again when my hubby started his medical rotations. And I found him traveling more. Now I became the single married parent. I was a single married wife, single married mother. And I called myself that because that's what I was. It wasn't that I didn't love him and couldn't depend on him. It was his schedule, the season of life. When you're looking and struggling with your daily routines, you need to understand where you are in your season of life. Fast forward. Now we have college kids. That can be a hallelujah, or it can be more gray hairs or a combination thereof. Life's a little bit different. Now, when aging parents come into play and you have to start thinking, oh, now I have to care for them too, it changes things even more. And then you begin to factor in health, your own well-being. Where are you? You're starting to be getting up there in age. Not that you're old or anything. Where are you in your season of life? When you can begin to recognize that season of life, then you can begin to understand your struggle with daily routines. So what can you do to stop the struggle of them? What can you do? Because you know it's tough. Well, here is the kiss. Clear the clutter and simplify. Yeah, I told you it'd be simple. It's not going to be easy, though. Clear the clutter and simplify. All right, so let's dive into this clear the clutter. Number one, you have to trash the clutter. Now, what I mean by that is literally trash it if it's tangible. Or if it's commitments, you need to figure out, do you really need to be committed to this? So one way you can look at it is this way. If you didn't have it or you didn't have to commit to it, what would be missing? So if you remove that from your life, what would be missing? Would there be this ultimate void, this black hole? You would feel so empty? Or would it be like, oh, no big deal. That wouldn't be too bad. If you can't come up with a compelling reason, it may not be the right thing for you to be doing during this season of life. You got to have a compelling reason. Just because you've worked in the church and volunteered as a Sunday school teacher doesn't mean you have to do it for the next 30 years. Maybe you need to pull back a little bit. Maybe you need to take a break. That doesn't mean you're not going to go back to it. But maybe right now in your season of life is you need to be focused on what's happening in your own four walls at home. You're struggling in your relationship with your marriage. Maybe you being gone twice a week at church is hurting you in that regard. Maybe volunteering too much in the PTA, at the school, is taking up way too much time because you have a hard time using the word no. It's yes to everything. You're on every committee. You're not just part of the PTA. It's like it's got your name written on it. And you know what I mean. Maybe you've been the coach of the soccer team for years and years and years. And even the thought of not coaching kind of blows your mind. But is it the right season for you right now in your life? You got to trash the clutter. I did that today, actually. And we're talking more on the tangible things, side of things here. I was in my bathroom, and if you look at my husband's side of the bathroom and his sink area and my sink area, it's totally night and day. His completely organized, nothing on the counter, unless if he's actually getting ready for the day, because he puts everything away. My train of thought is that takes too long to sit there and prep for that. So I just leave it out on the counter. Now I have some stuff put away that I have to get out, but I have stuff like my face wash, my perfume, and a couple other items, my argan oil and things like that, that I always have there out on the counter. And then I have some hair product that's out there. And I have it sitting there. And if you look at both sides, yeah, one's cluttered and one's clean. He, of course, cannot stand the clutter. I don't see it as clutter. It helps me work within my daily routine. However, what I did today was I began to notice, gosh, I haven't used that in like, well, I don't remember the last time I used it. If you cannot remember the last time you used it, why do you still have it? Because you feel guilty that it's still there, that you paid money for it and you haven't used it till it's all gone? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Real easy with cosmetics and skincare, hair products, even our clothing, ladies. We allow that to just kind of hang us up, trip us up. We got to have this. How many new pairs of jeans do you need every single year? Really? Does it really make your other side look that good? Probably not. And those jeans, you just, the waist are getting so much shorter that it's not hiding anything. So what do? You've got to trash that clutter or donate it. So if it's something that's like clothing items, then donate it. Maybe you have some items that you purchased and you've never opened it. Maybe there's some lotions and it still has the seal on it. It's good within the expiration date, etc. Then you could donate those. And maybe your used items, maybe you have a girlfriend that would like to use that, but maybe can't afford to, or she doesn't and she works on maybe a tighter budget. Maybe you could ask her, look, I don't need this anymore and you don't have to take it, but if you would like it, it's still good. I'm just not committing to it anymore. Then you can donate it to her. Then that removes the guilt. Otherwise, trash it. I threw things away today. And do you know what? It felt amazing. I just felt so relieved. Literally, I lost 20 pounds of clutter today on my counter. Whoop, whoop. That's success. That's how you stop the struggle of daily routines. You're removing that clutter, the stuff that gets in your way. Look at the commitments. If you are saying yes to everything, you need to start implementing the no. When you say yes to something, you need to see and think about first, who is this helping and who is this hurting? If your hurt comes and it hurts the family within your four walls, you better second guess. Sometimes we're involved so much because why? So how are you? Oh, busy. It fulfills that. A lot of times we're told that we have to have all this stuff, the clutter, because of peer pressure, because of social influence, because of your own guilt. You got to do it because you got to do it. You control what you spend your money on. You control what you say yes to. This isn't going to be easy, but it needs to happen. You got to trash the clutter. I did that, here about maybe 4 or so 5 years ago. Major, major life changing. I sat down with each of the children individually and I said, what do you really enjoy doing? Does your child really need to be involved in 6 dance classes? Maybe she's in it. Why? Because all of her friends are and you just have kind of allowed her to. Maybe ultimately she doesn't need to be all that. And she's so stressed on trying to get her schoolwork done plus her dance stuff that something's got to go. But she's afraid to say it because that's kind of your bonding time. And she enjoys those car rides and those discussions. Have you asked her, is that really what she wants? Do the kids really need the private soccer lessons? Some, yeah, have the potential of being a star. Only 0.5% will make it. I'm not saying that's not your child. What I'm saying here is you got to be realistic. Begin to break it down. Look at your season of life. That doesn't mean you can't add stuff in later. But you've got to be willing to see what you have. What really are you gaining from it, if anything? If you're sitting here and you are feeling exhausted and drained and tired, you're struggling. And there's really no need for it. Why? Because your neighbor's doing it? Because your girlfriend's doing it? Think about it. This is not something easy because we struggle with that perfect daily routine. We want it done. So after you trash the clutter, both the tangible and the commitments, because it's going to take both. And you can't do this all in one day. And you reach out to your children too. If they're old enough to be able to do that, if they're younger, then you need to be aware of, well, do they really need to be doing and, you know, jumping into all of this? Do they need to be running to soccer and to basketball? Are they really that interested or do they need to make a choice and pick one? Do they need to be playing softball and soccer in the same season where they're barely surviving? What are you teaching them? How to struggle with the daily routine? How to live in overwhelm? How to live life being exhausted and tired all the time? A job for that. That's not the report cards you want, is it? No. You want to live a life that's full of joy and hope and love. You want to be able to embrace it and learn from it to be your best selfie, but you can't be your best selfie when you're exhausted. When you're at the point of no return, it doesn't work that way. So back to the kiss. Clear the clutter and simplify. The simplify part is this. Simplify to the bare necessities.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
Yeah, the bare necessities. What are those bare necessities? What can you do in the frame of mind, which includes calmness, satisfaction, and energy producing? That's what you're looking for. If you're getting all stressed out over a commitment, that's a red flag. Maybe you shouldn't be going that direction. You got to get that no, yes down. You got to look at the season of life. You got to get off the struggle train and clear the clutter and simplify. There's no reason for it. When you're doing things and your routine goes against your season of life, you are struggling. You're going to feel exhausted. You're going to be drained. You're going to be tired. You're going to be on edge. You're going to be moody. And you're not going to want to be around anybody. And nobody's going to want to be around you. Anything that's energy zapping, that gives you an overwhelming feeling, where you're like, I'm always coming up with excuses like, oh gosh, I just wish it was a snow day. You know, if we had all the snow, or I wish it was just raining so hard that I can't get there and there's like a flood watch or something, that I don't have to drive into town because I really don't want to go. If you're having those thoughts, red flags, red flags. How to stop the struggle of daily routines. Clear the clutter that you created. And I know that's kind of mean-like. And I know we've gone long today. But it's so important. You got to get it down to the bare necessities.
Oh, man, this is really living.
Then you can begin to add in. Keep in mind your season of life. Trash the clutter and simplify to the bare necessities. And then you will stop the struggle of those daily routines. You'll have one down. It'll be manageable. You'll have more energy. You'll have more zest to life. When you think about it, life is complicated. Live with a routine that feeds your season of life, bringing energy, joy, hope, and love. If that's what your routine is doing for you, then you're on the right track. Otherwise, get off that struggle train. Go and clear the clutter and simplify. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.